Proclamation number 3783 of 28th of May, 1946. Workers for the Kingdom of God. Teaching activity. A time of complete faithlessness also trains up zealous servants of God who, as a result of their God-pleasing way of life, a walk in unselfish neighborly love, and see the consequences of a wrong way of life without faith and love. These people, who are of awakened spirit, now work steadfastly and full of devotion for the Kingdom of God. They want to help the erring, enlighten the ignorant and warn a stubborn and God-opposing people. And God takes everyone into His service who offers himself to work for His Kingdom, and He places everyone in his place according to his ability. He gives them a sphere of activity appropriate to their knowledge, so that everyone who wants to serve God can be active wherever he is urged from within. A person's unrestrained devotion to God on earth and the will to serve Him is decisive as to whether he will be accepted as a laborer for His vineyard, but then he will always and everywhere find the opportunity for spiritual work and use his vitality in the right way. Leading people to faith, pointing them to God's great love and mercy, making them aware of the wrongness of their actions and will, and also mentioning the time of the end on God's behalf. The more faithful a worker is for the Kingdom of God itself, the more convincingly he will be able to speak, and the greater spiritual successes he will achieve. And the more joyfully he devotes himself to his work, the more capable he becomes for it, because then it is no longer he alone who works, but God Himself through him. And thus anyone who is active for God out of innermost conviction and true neighborly love will carry his spirit within himself, and this will instruct him and impel him to eager spiritual activity. And he will bear true witness to God, to his love, wisdom and omnipotence, and God's blessing will accompany him on all his ways. Yet special servants are chosen by God for teaching activity, because this requires knowledge which the servant of God first has to acquire through the dedication of his will and constant willingness to accept instructions from the spiritual kingdom, from the mouth of God. The direct transmission of the divine word is necessary if the human being wants to be a teacher to his fellow human beings whose teaching is complete truth. The Spirit of God can indeed express itself through every profoundly devout person, and then he will only speak the absolute truth, even if he has not been obviously introduced to it before. But then this always requires listeners who are not completely unbelieving, who are therefore willing to listen to what is conveyed to them through God's servant. But if humanity is entangled in error and lies, as in the last days before the end, then it is also necessary to give them light by confronting them with the pure truth, and this requires a knowledge, a realization of the pure truth, which the teacher must have received from God Himself if he wants to be successfully active towards his fellow human beings. For then he must be able to withstand all objections and contradictions, he must be in knowledge himself, only then can he pass it on. The Spirit of God will then certainly also speak through those servants of God, but in such a way that the fellow human being is not forced to believe, but can always consider what is preached to him to be his own human thinking, and he can then freely decide to accept it or not. In the last days before the end there will be a fight with the sharpest means against everything spiritual, and then the sharpest weapons will also have to be used in order to prevail in the battle. It must be fought with the sword of the mouth with the assistance of the Divine Spirit. Then victory will not fail to come. and God's blessing rests on everyone who works diligently for Him as His servant. Because this work is exceedingly necessary and shall still bring salvation to countless souls from deepest spiritual hardship. Amen.